Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 99, titled A New Venture. And today's date is the 16th of January, 2017. Firstly, apologies if there's a bit of background noise. The wife's put the washing on and I'm in the kitchen where I normally record. And normally I don't have this trouble, but I am. Secondly, this is probably coming out on a Tuesday. I had a migraine on Monday, so I'm a bit delayed in getting things sorted for you guys. But we're here anyway, and we'll be here. Coming up today is basically an entire show based around the diary, because I've got a new development. Now, if you remember, you've probably heard or saw I made a mention about something. Well, what it's all about, that will come up in a bit. I have to say, though, the weather over the last week has been quite interesting. Although, the night everybody else was having snow, I didn't get any bloody snow at all. So, none of the photos of snow-covered plots or videos are in any of thing this week. But, oh well, I can't really complain. Anyway, let's get on with the diary. So, Thursday, that was when it snowed Thursday. When I was at work over in Brighton that night, or that evening, it was getting snow. But when I got home, it was extremely wet. I mean, a lot of rainfall, which is good because that fills up the water butts. I got in that night, that evening, and had a letter from the council offering me a new plot, which is really exciting. So Friday, I rung and accepted the plot. I kind of asked if I had seen the plot already, which I said I had at the weekend, because it was in view from where I was. So I said I definitely want it. So she said, fine. Oh, she was a bit, when she asked if I'd seen it, she seemed a bit sort of grumpy, but I can't really say anything. That was us. I rang that and what have you. I stopped off at a garden centre on the way home and bought some sea potatoes. A couple more of the varieties I've been after. This was the Jersey Royals, or International Kidney as they should be known, and the Sapo Myra. So I've got so far six different types of potatoes all ready and waiting to go. I'm still after the other variety that I forget the name of at the moment. I've grown it for the last couple of years. It's an old World War II variety. I'm rambling because I'm hoping it will come to me. So hang on, let me pause and just... It was a Home Guard variety. I knew I'd get there in the end. It was on the tip of my tongue, so I kind of hate that when that happens. So, Saturday, I started cutting down the sycamore. I was hoping to get it all cut down, or most of it at least. But due to the height, and actually, I mean, the height of the tree is actually quite high. It wasn't until I started it I realised how high it really was. I put a ladder up the trunk as high as I could get and was cutting it down. Some of the limbs were really as thick as my arm sort of thing. I did have some safety gear on because one of them did come down and knock me on the head. Nothing too hard, but yeah, it did knock me on the head, on the helmet, I should say. So I'm glad I had safety gear on for that, because it did knock me off the ladder or anything. Because of this, I'm not good with heights at the best of times, and I did worry about this. So I opted for like an electric pruner saw as opposed to a chainsaw, which was probably a good idea. Anyway, I got about four limbs left, which I couldn't get off. So I've I can't get them off until I I'm going to borrow my dad's pole chainsaw. And I'm hoping to start that this weekend or the weekend after, if it's available, of course. We'll return to this in the future because I need it gone to get more light in. Popped into the greenhouse and the pot I had ginger growing in last year had an interesting plant growing in it. I don't know if it's ginger. It'll be on the video this year, so if you want to watch that video to see what it's like and see if you recognise it as ginger. I've got a helicopter going over now. Oh, sound effects galore tonight. And let me know if you think it's ginger. I'm not sure it is ginger, but we'll see what happens. In the potting shed, pleased to say that last week's onion seed has germinated. So I've sown more of the onions, basically the rest of the pack. That was the Bedfordshire champion. I've also sown the rest of the pack of leeks and also some tomatoes. The variety was Alicante, and this is just to basically get rid of them. They run out of date this year, and I want to use them all up, or as many of them up as possible. So, and what I don't use, I'm going to try and sell down a car boot. Although I am running out of room in the propagator, so I might have to build a new propagator. I've got an idea, although it might go in my old fridge that I'm using as going to try and use as a grow room. Decisions. So Sunday I went down the allotment, despite it being extremely wet. My plan was to harvest a few things and walk around my new plot. So in my original, my 128B, I planted some of the overwintered peas I've had hardening off this last week. I planted those into bed 5. That was a bed that did have carrots and parsnips in it. I then harvested some parsnips, potatoes and sprouts from this particular plot. I then walked up to my new plot, which is 128A. So it's the other half of my plot, basically. So I'm now at 10 rods or 250 square metres. So, yeah, I'm really, really happy. I had an idea when I accepted it what was on the plot because it neighbours mine, so you can't help but see it. But I walked the new plot just to get an idea of what was going on. After me, I thought the shed they had on there was still there, but when I walked it, the shed had moved to the next neighbour's up. He's obviously acquired it. I don't know if he had permission or what, but either way, it's not on mine and I can't do anything about it. Shame, because I was hoping to use this shed straight away as somewhere I can set up so I can record these podcasts somewhere quiet, especially after tonight. Set up a nice little sort of kitchen area that I can just cook a nice breakfast and a cup of tea or cup of coffee when I'm down the plot. That still may happen in the future, but I'll have to build a new shed for that. Anyway, so as I walked it, the new plot, it's got some clear defined beds running the length of the plot, just made from soil mounds. With weed suppressant running in paths. So I'm going to basically utilise these beds for the foreseeable future and the paths. And just kind of keep it nice and tidy. In amongst this lot, there was some carrots, parsnips and cabbage. And what I believe to be perpetual spinach. Growing, but these are all basically growing and ready to harvest. So I did harvest some carrots and cabbage. The Savoy cabbages that are on there actually are looking pretty decent, but some of the other cabbages, I don't know what they are, they're looking a bit like they're past their best. They might be okay, or I might be able to feed them to the chickens, thinking out loud. There was also some strawberry plants, like a strawberry bed, and some bushes, possibly gooseberry. And there was also another globe artichoke plant and some Jerusalem artichokes growing that I could see. And there's also quite a few weeds and possibly some kinds of flowers growing on this plot. It's going to need some work to get it into shape. So moving forward, what am I going to do with this plot? Well, my first thing that I'm going to start this weekend is basically just tidy any rubbish away. There was a few tools that I picked up and put into my shed, like a spade and trowel and stuff. So a lot of these things are going to be useful. I'm just going to throw all the rubbish away. There was a few stones and rocks that were sort of scattered around the place. I think I'll pick those up and move them somewhere safe. And then after I've done that, I'm going to start just weeding around the bushes first, later at the top of the plot, and then start on the beds and just get them basically just weeded, ready for hoeing, so I can keep each week hoeing between now and planting. Some of the flowers will probably be removed. I've got no idea what they are. They're on the video again. I don't really grow flowers, so they're not one up there for me. But I may leave some just to see how they do and see what happens. I don't know. But saying I don't really grow flowers, I have been considering doing more companion planting lately. We'll think on that in the future. And basically, these beds that are already there, I'm just going to keep them as they are. Just mulch around the bushes and get things organised and just tidied up. I'm not really going to do any deep bed mulching like I've done on the original plot. There is a compost bin there that is full of stuff that's been dragged out, so that's going to need sorting out in the future as well. That's basically what the plan for this year with this bed. Just keep it as it is. Just keep it clean and tidy and organised. I am hoping to build a shed in the top corner where the shed originally was, as I've already mentioned. It'd just be nice to have a allotment kitchen seating area, somewhere I can record the podcasts quietly on the plot, have a cup of coffee going, and possibly even edit videos and stuff. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I've got to wait a couple of months before I can get permission to even consider it. So, we'll see. So, basically, that's the updates and the newest development and plans. The video that will be coming out on Thursday, if I want to get uploaded in time, will probably help you a bit more. The photos that will be coming out on Tuesday, if this isn't out by Tuesday, will probably give you a better idea of how it all looks. Okay, last Friday's news article. Now, I have to apologise. I'm thinking of changing the news articles. Now, what I normally do is find an article and then pod it on the post using computer software that I've got. But it doesn't pop the whole article. It just says press here to read more, sort of thing, after giving you a first bit. Friday's one, it didn't quite do that when I look back on it. So I'm thinking of changing a whole news article things on a Friday. It's just sort of finding an article and adding a link and then writing a few comments that I have on it. Of course, if anybody out there has any news articles they want to share with me that might get my attention, then by all means contact me, either through email, the website, Facebook, etc. Anyway, Friday's news article was basically, it was from a financial paper, and it was basically saying about saving money growing your own fruit and herbs with a hydroponics system. Yeah, and it was interesting because they were coming at it from a financial perspective and sort of saying, yeah, you know, you can get your fresh and fruit and veg and it'll blah, 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 blah. So it was very, very, very interesting, that angle. The hydroponic systems that they were basically showing, I found were a bit expensive. I think one was 250 quid for the larger one, and another one was 100 quid. It seemed very expensive to me. Very expensive. But they seem to work, and they got pretty good reviews, so they may be worth the money. However, if I do feel that for this route, I could build my own hydroponic system for a lot cheaper. And I've even seen IKEA doing a similar system, which I've got one actually in the potting shed that I'm planning on setting up. For, again, a lot cheaper. I don't necessarily know it'll work as well as the one they've shown, but it's neither here nor there, is it? Okay, so I'm going to start wrapping up for this week. I'm just throwing in this new feature. I always say, or have been saying lately, that you can support me through doing your shopping on Amazon on the link on the website. Well, you can still do that, and that's always going to be there. But I'm going to start reviewing a product that I have bought or have used. And this could be from any one of my affiliates. And this week, it's going to be the tomato Crimson Crush seeds. Get them from Sutton Seeds. I'll be adding a link onto the blog post. I've spoken about these before, and I grow them every year since discovering them. They've got a very good blight resistance. They will still get blight, but they just kind of, yeah, I've got blight, shrug it off sort of thing, get on with it. When I first started growing them, I was up my old allotment in Brighton, where basically people gave up growing tomatoes and potatoes because the blight was so bad. Well, these tomatoes grew through it. And every year since, I get blight on every single one of my other tomatoes, so which is why I try and grow them early so I can get a crop before blight hits in. These, basically every year I'll buy a packet and I'll sow a packet of these and plant them. So, yeah. So that's my product review for this week. So yeah, that'll be it for this week. Next week I will... next week's the 100th episode. So I'm going to go back and review the 100 podcasts sort of thing. Really looking forward to that one because it's interesting to see where I came from. Okay, so thank you for listening and I'll speak to you all again next week.